Ashton Eaton joins us on Sports Byline. Five-time world and Olympic decathlon gold medal winner. He also won the gold medal at the Summer Games in London. He also holds the world record in the decathlon and heptathlon. And in college, he competed for the University of Oregon, where he was a five-time NCAA champion. Ashton, what was it that drew you to track and field rather than the other sports? Because you liked to play other sports as well when you were growing up as a kid.
Yeah, I would say that I loved all around athleticism. And I think what I loved more than that was measuring the improvement of that overall athleticism. There was a time when I was really young that I remember being in my front yard that was mostly dirt. And I had never really seen track and field yet. I didn't know what it was. I was a very small kid. But what I had was two sticks in my hand. And I set one stick down, and then I walked a little ways away and set the other stick down. And what I did was I would run, jump from the first stick, and try to jump over the second stick. And when I jumped over the second stick, I would just, like, move it further and try to jump over it again. And then I'd move it further. And I just kept doing this until I was basically landing on the stick every time. So there is a little story of, like, that innate measurability, but athleticism type of deal. And I think once I found track and field, that was it. I mean, you run 100 and you know exactly what you run. You do a long jump, you know exactly what you jump. And even if it was 1 centimeter or 1/10 of improvement, that felt good.
You know, I'm going to make an observation here, and if I'm completely off base, feel free to correct me on it. But you grew up in Bend, Oregon, and I know that part of the country up there. It's beautiful, it's open, it's somewhat isolated to some degree. Did that play into your comfort factor with running as well?
I think so. I grew up in Bend my later youth years. My younger youth years, I grew up in La Pine, which is about 30 minutes south, which is a little bit even more remote. A small town of about 2,000, and like I said, there's not much but trees and dust. You're just kind of living in the forest. But what that afforded me was a really good ability to be, comfortable with the outdoors, comfortable with running, and just I'd be out in the woods running around and jumping over sticks and fences and climbing trees and just doing that kind of kid stuff.
The other thing, too, is that when I think about track and field, especially track, it's an individual sport, and there's got to be a comfort, plus there also has to be a drive of some type. Can you help me define that in you?
Sure. I've always been a lover of competition insofar that it helped me improve myself. So that could sound really, really selfish, but I admire somebody who also improves themselves, and I just... Maybe it was a product of how I was raised, but I've always been a really, I've just been an individual, you know? And I'm not quite sure where that fostered from, if it was like innate or if it was learned, but I like the idea of doing something on my own. Now, of course, I have a coach and all these things, but when it comes down to it and the gun goes off or I'm running down the runway, it's just me. And so I like seeing the product of something coming from myself.
I think it's very interesting in your DNA. It also includes you had a grandfather who played football at Michigan State University. Your father also played football. Your mother was an athlete and a dancer as well. So I can see where that athleticism comes from. Have you ever thought about how it played into who you became as an athlete?
The older I get, the more I kind of think that the lives that our parents led kind of influenced us greatly. I'm not so sure about like the heredity and things like that, but I think there's something within our family where we just like competition. My mom, although she didn't do organized sports a lot, she was a very competitive person. Like she's a competitive mom, you know, when I was out on the track or on the baseball field or whatever, she would almost be, actually, I remember specifically in martial arts, I had to tell her to like go to a different room because she was getting in the ring with me, trying to tell me what to do. And I was like, you don't even know about the martial, like the kicks and the punches and how this whole thing works. She was just being competitive, you know? And I think that the family stuff kind of probably plays into it because it definitely wasn't hindered. I'll tell you that.
You also have a brother that I know you're particularly proud of, First Sergeant in the Marine Corps, and I bring that up because, as we're heard on the American Forces Worldwide, he received the Silver Star for serving with valor in Afghanistan. Can you give me a little thoughts about him?
Yeah. So we actually never grew up together. He's a half brother, and I remember meeting him for the first time when I was very young, and then I didn't meet him again until I was in college. So almost, I don't know, it must have been 10, 12 years later. And it was so interesting because after so many years and never having these childhood experiences together, I met a person who thought like me and who acted like me. I was like, this is crazy. And then after learning about what he did in the military, you couldn't do anything but respect the guy. Like, already I respected him because he was my sibling, but just any armed forces personnel, I have a wild amount of respect for. And one of those people was my family member, and one of those people was really good at what they did. You know, they're my family member, and he got the Silver Star, which is, it's just hard to put it in words how, there's no word, like proud, appreciative, it's just, you put them all together, and it's still so much more than that. And he's just a good person, so.
How did you end up at the University of Oregon?
Okay, I'm going to condense this story as much as I can. Basically, I did a lot of sports. But as I got through high school, it was football and track and field. And my mom had always talked about the importance of going to college. And I was getting letters from Division II and III universities for football and track and field. The problem was those Division II and III schools don't give scholarships. And financial help was something that we were in desperate need of for me to go to university. Well, I had a very smart track and field coach in high school, a couple of very smart track and field coaches in high school, who saw my abilities, who knew the sport of track and field, and said, they came to me my senior year and said, we think you can go to a Division I school if you kind of tell these schools you want to be a decathlete. And so here I am my senior year, and I'm like, what's a decathlon? You know? He's like, well, it's this thing. And he told me what it was. And I said, you know what? That sounds kind of fun. It's a bunch of different events. Like, yeah, let's roll with it. And basically, I continued my senior year just doing my normal stuff. And on the side, maybe I played with hurdles. Maybe I played with discus. But it was nothing more than a couple times. And unbeknownst to me, he was calling these different universities saying, hey, we have a decathlete here that you should be interested in. And they were like, all right, what's the guy pole vault? Well, he's never done it, but I'm telling you, he's good. Okay, well, what's the high jump? Well, he's never done it, but I think he could do about 6 feet. And it's just like, okay, click, 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 you know. But at the end of the year, I had a meet in Oregon somewhere, and the Oregon coach, being that he was close by, came over to this meet. I had no idea he was there, watched me long jump, and apparently liked what he saw and said, all right, we'll recruit the kid. So I go to University of Oregon on a visit. I love the place, and I said, let's go here.
Did you have any track or field, people that you looked up to when you were young there or when you got into the sport?
You know, the idols thing is hard for me. I never really – I would say my initial inspiration for the sport of track and field was seeing, like, Michael Johnson and Carl Lewis on TV. But other than that, I never really looked up to any track and field athletes. I was always so busy doing my own thing. When I wasn't doing track, I was doing another sport. And when I wasn't doing that sport, I was doing another sport. So I wouldn't say I did.
As you got into the decathlon, did you ever study, take a look at film on Dan O'Brien or Dave Johnson?
I actually didn't do that either. The internet and that kind of stuff, like, yeah, that was right around the time I was like starting doing that stuff. You could find anything you wanted on YouTube. But again, I was so busy just with the academic side of university and then obviously the athletic side of university that my free time, like I essentially had none to kind of look that stuff up.
We got about 40 seconds before we have to break here. But, you know, when you're doing all the disciplines that you have in the decathlon, how hard is it to get your head around what you have to do in each one?
I would say initially, very difficult. But like anything in life, the more you work at it, the more you kind of develop strategies to handle it. And what I've done essentially is try to find the common thread between all the events. What is like the base fundamental thing that you need to be successful in all the events, because in my opinion, athletic movement has some sort of roots or fundamentals that make them become successful or, you know, cause improvement. So once you try to get those fundamentals, and if you have the fundamentals, then you just build up from there.
Ashton Eaton is with us here on Sports Byline. We're talking about his athletic career and his life as well. Of course, five-time world and Olympic decathlon gold medal winner. He won the gold medal at the Summer Games in London, and he also holds the world record in the decathlon and the heptathlon. And he went to the University of Oregon, fine track and field school up there. Of course, Prefontaine is the name that most people think about when they think about Oregon and track and field. And so when we come back, we'll talk about his experience at the 2012 Games as we continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.